In Kansas City, the stabbing death of a mental health caseworker has led to calls for a national campaign to better protect social workers. 26-year-old Terry Zenner was killed in August while making a routine visit to a client's home. Since then, her husband Matt has worked to draw attention to some of the dangers social workers routinely face. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Matt Zenner says his wife loved her job. She had a passion to help people. And that's exactly what Terry Zenner was trying to do last August when visiting one of her clients to make sure he was taking his medication. Andrew Elmaker is a 17-year-old with a history of mental health problems. And during that visit, prosecutors say he stabbed Terry Zenner to death. Matt Zenner says he called his wife several times that afternoon, but she never answered her cell phone. He believes with better technology or training, Terry might still be alive.
She was in there, you know, 30 to 40 minutes before she was killed. Had she had something on her to notify police she needed help or anybody, because she didn't have the opportunity to flip her phone up, dial 911, hit send, wait for somebody to answer, tell them where she was at. There's too much new technology out there that we need to be using.
Zenner began a campaign to improve protection for social workers. He wants to equip them with up-to-date cell phones, phones with GPS satellite locator technology, and a one-button walkie-talkie connection to allow them to immediately call for help when needed. There have been few studies on the subject, but the ones that have been done show that violence and threats of violence against social workers are not uncommon. University of Pittsburgh professor Christina Newhill conducted a survey of 1,600 social workers a decade ago because she suspected many attacks go unreported.
Across the board, 58% of the respondents had experienced at least one incident of client violence, and the majority of those had experienced multiple incidents of client violence.
Last week in Overland Park, Kansas, more than 300 social workers, many of them former colleagues of Terry Zenner, packed into an auditorium to discuss ways to improve safety. Shelley Bland works with juvenile offenders and says while she doesn't consider her job dangerous, she's always aware of the risk.
Yeah, it's always in the back of your mind. But, you know, you can't think about that all the time or you won't focus on your kids.
Christina Newhill says one problem is that in the past, many social service agencies refused to recognize client violence as a legitimate concern for caseworkers. Technological solutions such as pagers and GPS cell phones are great, she says, but equally important is for agencies to develop policies and plans for dealing with violence.
For example, having a code word so that if somebody calls the receptionist and says the phrase, cancel my appointment for 3 o'clock, the receptionist knows this social worker or this clinician is in trouble and they need security or they need help.
At the Johnson County Mental Health Center, where Terry Zenner used to work, Executive Director David Wiebe says the agency is already testing GPS cell phones and has established a committee to oversee caseworker safety. The agency is also working on training social workers to better identify and cope with potentially dangerous situations. Wiebe says while Terry Zenner's death was a shock, it hasn't changed how he views social work.
I still don't think it is an inherently dangerous profession. I do think what it has done is brought home to me that even though it may not be a dangerous profession, there are risks involved, and there are risks that we need to be aware of and alert to.
Earlier this year, a social worker in Des Moines was shot to death while visiting a 16-year-old client. In Madison, Wisconsin, over the summer, a man was charged with trying to stab a caseworker to death. Matt Zenner says since his wife's death, he's learned that violent attacks against social workers occur more often than many in the field realize, and he plans to take his campaign to Washington, where he's been invited to testify before Congress. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.